Nasai. Nasai, everyone knows, is the parasha of Birchas Kohanim. Pasuk says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu Vayidaber Shel Moshe Lemar Daber El Aaron V'El Bonov Lemar Koy Sivaruchu Espinei Yisrael Omor Lohem Yivarechecho Hashem Yishmerecho Yo'er Hashem Ponav Elecho V'Yichonecho Yisrael Hashem Ponav Elecho V'Yosem Lucho Shalom V'Samu Eshemi Al Bnei Yisrael V'Ani Avorichem. Okay, so this is the parsha, the big parsha of Birchas Kohanim. Now Birchas Kohanim, there's an infinite amount of material to discuss Birchas Kohanim. Let's just do some one thing at a time. Let's discuss the famous machloikis as Hakdama, the famous machloikis between the Beis Halevi and the Chazon Ish. What's the machloikis based on the Chazon Ish? Is there a din of Shemeya Keoine when it comes to, oh, good morning, my wolf.
Sorry for
no, you're not disturbing. It's an honor that you're here.
No, you're not sorry.
As long as you're here. Okay, we have over here, there's a famous, here's the question. The question is, there's halacha in Shulchan Aruch, if a Kohen cannot raise his voice. In other words, when he says Yivarechecha, unfortunately, the person, let's say the Kohen is not well enough where the people in the audience can hear him say the words. He's very weak. He's just very weak, and he's not able to raise his voice to a degree where the audience can hear him say Yivarechecha. Let's say he would be the only one, Kohen, and he would say Yivarechecha, and the people in Shul would not be able to hear. Now he doesn't have that problem because there are 25 Kohanim. So he just has to go up to the Duchan and he'll move his lips, Yivarechecha. And even though people in the audience are not able to hear what he is saying, it doesn't make a difference because anyway they're going to be saying, the other Kohanim are going to be saying Yivarechecha. Is he still allowed to ascend the Duchan, the platform, and recite Birchas Kohanim in a low voice, where if he would have been the only one who was saying Birchas Kohanim, he would not be heard. So it seems that the halach is he's not allowed to.
Why not?
Because it says Omor Lohem. It says the pasuk Kol Sedabru El Bnei Yisrael. The words Omor.
You have to hear it.
The Kol Ram. It has to be said. There's halach in Shulchan Aruch. It says Koy Sevaruchu Es Bnei Yisrael Omor Lohem. From the words omor, the komats, omor lohem, we learn they must raise their voice and they must be able to hear what the Kohen says.
If
everyone has to hear, everyone in the audience must hear. So if a Kohen is in a matzav where he is not well and he does not have the ability to raise his voice, bekol rom, where the people would be able to hear, he is not able to do the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim demands it be said loud. When we daven Shemona Esrei, if you say the Shemona Esrei loud, it'll throw you out of shul. When you daven the silent Shemona Esrei. When you're making a bracha, you can say it quietly and softly, no one has to hear the bracha. Question, do you yourself have to say it loud enough that you, in your own ears, can hear what you're saying? Question. But when it comes to the laws of Birchas Kohanim, is a new halacha that you're not yoytze the mitzvah of blessing the tzibur unless the words are said in a volume where it can be heard by the person listening. Ad kidei kach, that if a kohen cannot do this, he's not allowed to join the other people. Every kohen must say it loud enough that if he was the only kohen, he couldn't be heard, and therefore he has to leave. He has to be outside the Beis HaKnesses when the Shliach Tzibur gets up to the Bracha of Ritzei. Because when you come to Ritzei, that's the time when you are obligated to ascend. And if you're not going to ascend because you're not able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, people who do not know what is going on are going to suspect that you are not a Kohen. And then you're going to cause aspersions on your Yichus. So in order that a person should not be suspected of not being a Kohen because he did not ascend the Duchan when it came to Ritzei, such a Kohen should not be present in the Beis HaKnesses when they get to Ritzei. That is the halacha.
It's not a Kohen, he's going better dealing with a group because he shouldn't think about it.
Okay, I didn't prepare that halacha. I don't know those halachas of a Safek Kohen. I don't know the halachas. I don't know. It could very well be because I'm not so posh. That's a big topic in of itself. I don't know. I didn't prepare any of that. I don't know. Maybe another time. But let's discuss this halacha of a person, a Kohen, let's say, of course, like has laryngitis. Like me. Okay, can't shake this thing off. Of laryngitis, you just can't shake it off and you can't get the words out. You can't do him. You're not allowed to do him. You can't go up there and I'll just say it quietly. I'll say it quietly. And listen, there's a big oil over here. You're not allowed to do that. You're not yoytze. This is a halacha of Amor Lohem. That is the halacha. You can't say it, so you know that Shabbos, that day, whatever it is, you take a break and you step out for Ritzei. Okay, now here is the Shaila. Let's say the Kohen can say it. The Kohen is healthy, he has a loud voice. There used to be such a bidding in some kihilos that all the Kohanim were sent to the Duchen, and one Kohen says everything, the Bracha, and Yivarechecha, Hashem, the Yishmerecha, and all the Kohanim are quiet. They stand there at the Duchen. No one does this today. Okay, no one does this today, but it seems that this was doing such a good. Trei kol Eloi Meshtomei. There's a principle. Two voices cannot be heard. When the Ainid Doimeh, if you want to say something, if one person says it, you can hear every little nuance. If you have a choir, even though everyone is saying it together, the facts are when there are multiple voices pronouncing, enunciating the same exact thing, each one is taking away from the other. So if you have 100 Kohanim, the Kohesil Hamaravi, on Chol HaMoed, Pesach, and Sukkis, and you have hundreds of Kohanim, Yivorechecha, listen, try to listen to the video. It's not so clear. Not so clear. The Baal Musaf, or whoever is leading, when he says, Yivorechecha, that's clear. Yeah, besides that, but why he has the mic, there are hundreds of voices, that are screaming out Yivarecha. Go listen to the video. It's clearer, the sound of the Baal Tfila, who leads, and he says Yivarechecha, relative to the Tzibur, to the group who is giving the brach and is saying Yivarecha, because there are multiple people saying it at the same time. The goal is Omor Lohem. Ko Sidaberu, Dibur and Amira. Dibur and Amira, whatever you want to go say. Loshen Koshe, Loshen Rach, Lenoshim, Anoshim, all the beautiful Jewish you'll come up with. Dibur and Amira. But one thing it means, a conversation. It means there should be a clear, crystal clear statement of the words where the listener can hear with no issue whatsoever. As soon as you introduce another voice, that's it, it's over. Game over. Trei kole loy mishtame. Two voices cannot be heard. Oh, you'll tell me that's not always the case. Never chaviv, when it's precious, there's an exception to the rule. When you're dealing with something that is precious, where do we have that example? Megillah, it could be Megillah. I remember there's something else that's chaviv. Okay, it's not a lechatchila. Just because it's chaviv, it's precious. A person will apply himself to hear what's being said, even though there's more than one voice. It's still not ideal. The ideal thing is one voice. You hear, Kaddish as well. Is that the reason why? Is that one of the reasons why that?
But when you hear, hopefully, you know, they're trying to say it together, hopefully. But in any case, you probably are focused on one individual.
You prove the point, because in the good shuls they tell. I don't mean like the Chas Shalom. In many shuls they tell all of the people that are reciting Kaddish, please come to the Bima and stand together. That will basically force you. I found it very spooky.
I call it the Kaddish zone.
I find it very. I always tell you I find it very, very spooky. My father was a Rav for 29 years, and in the Young Israel of Avenue J. Never ever did he ever insist people should come to the Bima and say Kaddish together. people said Kaddish, you know, and also the young Israel people, they said Kaddish at all different speeds, loud, low, and this corner and that corner. He never, ever insisted everyone should come together to say Kaddish. Not long before he was Nifter, my father, all of a sudden, he said, Nu Minig, everyone is saying Kaddish, come to the Bima. And my father, he went out on a crusade. Like, he really went, like, he mamish was Tevea. No, they don't know. I never saw that. Maybe in some shuls, but here they do. Like, all of a sudden, like right now, long before he was lifted, all of a sudden, we have a new thing now. We want everyone who's saying Kaddish to come to the Bima. And he didn't let anyone get away with it. He really went to an extreme. Everyone, you must come to the Bima and stand and say the Kaddish together. So I said to my father, what are you doing? What's going on in here? You never did this before. This is how it is. You're going to solve the world's problems. This is how it is. That's how it is. So he said to me, he was very tough. He said to me, mind your own business. He was very tough. He said to me, this is what I want. You mind your own business. Don't question me. So my father said to me, he was very, very tough. I says, none of your business. This is what I want. Mind your own business.
They'll say together,
yeah, exactly. That's exactly the purpose. Of course, that was the purpose. The purpose was
men would be together also.
That's exactly the purpose. The purpose, when you all come together, everyone has no choice but to say it together. Everyone can answer. It makes it much more dignified. But, you know, it's something chadosh, awesome in that Torah. In this shul, I don't know what they did in other shuls. My father's shul, they never did it. They never did this. And they always had that problem. Always. That's life. You know, you're going to solve everyone's problems. And for some people, they're shy. Some people are shy. They don't like coming to the Bima. They don't want to stand next to, they don't like the sky. Plenty of that. Okay? You're saying Kaddish. What is your mother come to my father? Someone once said that in the shul. There was a fight, who gets to daven? Who are you saying Kaddish for? Saying Kaddish for my mother. Where does your mother come to my father? Someone once said that loud. That was a declaration of war to say such a statement.
I believe the Breuers.
Right, exactly. They only say it once. So then my father.
One individual.
I challenge my father, what are you doing? You never did this before. Chodosh. My father said, mind your own business. He was very, I was taken aback. Because he really gave it to me. Not long after, my father passed away. And then I had to say Kaddish.
Together.
And I said it from the Bima. And when I started saying from the Bima, that was interesting. So enough, I didn't really dive in that much my father's shul. But I davened in a yeshiva somewhere else, and you know, I sat like on the side. I said, "Oh, I'm saying Kaddish, so I'm going to do what my father did." And I went to the Bima on my own. In other words, my father was talking to me, basically, in hindsight. And I went to the Bima, and I said Kaddish. And where I davened on Shabbos, and I didn't daven so much in the shul, my father's shul, no one ever did that either. Everyone went to their little corner there. I went to the Bima, and I said Kaddish. And then when someone saw me do this,
they did it too.
Did also. Yeah, and before we turned around, we had a choir.
Right.
And it was very Bakovedic.
Yes, right.
And everyone answered Amen to everyone together.
I just assumed that was the custom where you're speaking of.
No, it wasn't. I made it the custom. Sir Marchal is an eyewitness. I made it the custom. I didn't, not I, my father made it the custom. Mm-hmm. In a different shul, in his shul. He told me, this is what you do. Don't fight with me. Don't argue. This is what you do. And I did this in Chaim Berlin also.
And they made it a custom.
No, but people, not everyone. There it's not. No, but some people did. Every time I say Kashan Chaim, I go to the Bima. I mamash go to the Bima. And you know, the truth is, very, I found it very bizarre, is I didn't do it right. I get back. I didn't really do it. I'll tell you what happened. There, the Rosh Yeshiva told me to do it. There, when I was there, so Rav Aaron Shach, the Shavu'ah Shleimus, so I was saying Kaddish at my seat, And he called me over and he said to me, come to the Shulchan. He called it the Shulchan. I remember, I always found it really funny. Why did he call the Bima? I always called the Bima. You come to the Shulchan. And I'm looking at him like, what are you talking about? No one here ever did that. In Chaim Berlin, no one ever came to the Shulchan to say Kaddish. Never. I'm there for so many years. I thought, like, my father says this, and now he says this. What's going on over here? I don't know what's going on. And Taksa, I started going to the Shul. So there, it didn't really catch on so much. A little bit. But there's something that, now what is the point I'm trying to make over here? You're talking about on our attention over here is, in Breuers, we all know that originally the way it goes is only one person says the Kaddish. Okay, you take turns, you divide it up. Today, if you'll take turns, okay, the Shul will have no business anymore. You'll have no membership dues if you'll try doing that today. So today everyone says the Kaddish, Shalom Al Yisrael. But what's the lundis? Obviously, the fact that only one person said Kaddish is because if one person is saying the Kaddish, people are much, you're able to focus, and answer Amen. There's a certain ability.
Some shuls, one they say Yartza.
Very rare. Yartza, yeah? They still do that?
Yeah. And Agudasachim, they do that.
Oh, they do that in Agudasachim?
For one Kaddish, they say, maybe after Elena or something like
that. And the other one, they say together, but
and
one
Kaddish. Then just the one who has
Yartza. Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah.
So they give a Yartza solo.
Yeah.
They come Yartza, everyone else, Stoik.
Also.
One Kaddish is Yartza.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
The Sfarim do this also, because when they...
I never saw this.
They say after the Kaddish, they say a Baruch
Hu. Okay, so they say multiple Kaddishim.
So there'll be multiple Kaddishim, but only one Baruch Hu.
Okay, that's another story. Yemar b'Kaddishim, only one Kaddish, five Kaddishim, 20 Kaddishim, everyone does their thing. Okay, very interesting. Very. Okay, but what is the point we're trying to bring out is when there's one person saying something, then you can pay attention. Once you already add another voice, it's a chazal. I'm not making this up, it's a chazal. Trei kolei loy mishtame. Two voices are not heard. So if you have here a bracha, omar lohem, koi sivarchu b'nei Yisrael, omar lohem. Now, there's a contradiction. It says in B'loshon Rabbim, so shall you bless in plural. So does that mean everyone together shall bless? Does that mean that every individual, when you go amongst your chaverim, each individual shall bless it? Tzibur. You can interpret it the way you want to interpret it, or maybe you can interpret it, which is a tremendous chiddush, which I think it was done at some point. Okay, that's a drasha. That's a drasha. That is. Amor lohem, that's okay, I think there's a drasha, but there's another drasha, but the main drasha is bekol rom, which means they have to hear it. Once you have to hear it, so now we have a problem. It says on the one hand, b'loshon rabim, plural, ko sivorechu, doesn't say ko sivorech, ko sivorechu. Amor lohem, but yet it's, you should listen. It's a contradiction. Once there's more than one voice, it's not so clear. Listen to the video of Birchas Kehanim and Eretz Yisrael. The shliach, the makri is clearer than then you have a loud sound. Yivarech echa, because you know what they're saying. So, I hear everyone saying Yivarech echa. But if you would not know what you were saying, you might have to pay close attention. What exactly are they saying?
Doesn't it usually work out that someone actually takes charge?
Yes, you're supposed to. There's supposed to be a leader. You're supposed to be a leader. No, the rabbi is the makri. We're talking about the kohanim. If you have 20 kohanim, no one, the 19 of the kohanim are not allowed to begin to say anything, a word, until the leader begins. The leader, so therefore there's going to be a delay, right? There's going to be a slight delay, which is going to distort the clarity of the bracha. You're supposed to, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to have an assigned leader. Okay, not every shul has an assigned leader, but you're supposed to have, I know that Chaim Berlin or Pinchas Khan, he's also not so well, he used to be the assigned leader. You would hear him go first. He had a very deep, very deep voice. And you would hear him proceed everyone else. There is such a halacha, yeah.
Running that Mogen Avos, even though the whole shul may say it, the chazan has to repeat the
yes,
thing.
Correct.
For the same reason.
That's chazor hashat. No. That's nothing to do with this. No. That's a completely different inyan. That's like a silent shema. That's everyone says, then the chazan repeats. That's a part of the nesachat tefila. But birchas kohanim, the only one that really has to that gives the bracha are the kohanim. There is a leader that just guides them. Okay, so what do we do? So if I'm not mistaken, there used to be such a minhag. It's not done anywhere today, as far as I know. Maybe I just don't know where I've not been around enough. And that is, all of the kohanim stand at the duchen. They stand on the stage, and they all waving their hands. And the leader only is the one who says Yivarechecha Hashem V'yishmerecha. Only one kohen recites the blessing. The leader says Yivarechecha, and then one kohen representing, let's say there are 20 kohanim in the shul, all 20 kohanim wash their hands, they ascend the duchen, they stand at the side of the leader, and Koisavarechu, and they all bless, but everyone there is quiet. How are they then giving a blessing? Well, they're dedicating their koyach of blessing, and they're also considered to be participating. Midin shoymeya ke'oine.
Where is that a custom?
I don't know. Oh. Nowhere that I know. But
it's the parallel to the... I was thinking maybe Breuer does such a thing, because...
No, the Kaddish doesn't seem you that one Ovel is being moitzi other Avelim. No, there it seems that one Ovel, everyone else, take a break. Go on vacation. There's only one Ovel that's saying, but every single Kohen has an obligation to bless. So the question is this an approach? Can we say that every, you get the best of both worlds? There'll be the utter clarity, where you can hear one voice. We'll pick, the most beautiful voice, the most powerful voice, and it's ki'ilu, everyone blessed. All the kohanim, because when the kohanim hear the leader say yivarechecha, it is as if they said yivarechecha midin shomea ko'ine. Shomea ko'ine is a basic elementary halacha. We make use of it all the time. I mean, Chazor Sashatz, that was originally meant that no one, even Ad HaYom HaZeh, in the Spanish-Portuguese synagogue, Ad HaYom HaZeh, there is no silent Shmone Esrei for Musaf. No such thing. If you dive into the Spanish-Portuguese synagogue today, they Yiskadal, Yiskadal, Shmei Rabo, and then right away, immediately, Baruch Atah, the Shliach Tzibor recites, I'm sure they're in different nigun, they don't do the Ashkenaz nigun, they have most of their own nigun. Immediately, the Shliach Tzibor recites the Musaf of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Everyone in the Tzibor listens, Shoimea Keoine. I have a friend, he's a Yemenite, and every so often I go visit him, and he's eating, they're still eating, they're finishing their Suda Shabbos. And the Rosh Habayis, he recites the entire benching from beginning to end, and everyone is quiet. Quiet. No bench, no one says a word. The Rosh Habayis, from the beginning of benching to the end, he says, Baruch Ato Hashem, the whole benching, everyone is Yoytze, Midin. That's the way it was meant to be. That was the original way to do that. Everyone, the only reason why we do not do it is because we are not able to pay attention for so long, and our minds wander. If your mind's going to wander, better say it yourself. Better say it and have your mind wander, then not say it and have your mind wander. It's all the same anyway. So there is such a thing called Shomea, Kriya Satoira. How are you Yoytze Kriya Satoira? Shomea Ke'oine. This is Aleph base. So what's the difference? Here you'll have Birchas Kohanim, all the 20 Kohanim will stand on the Duchan, they will all wave their hands, they will all have Kavana, to be moitzi, to give over bracha, they'll channel their koyach bracha through the dibor of one leading koyein. One will make the bracha, the lawyer answer amen to be yoytze shmei koyein, and they'll be yoytze the bracha with him, and they'll be part of his team. And it will be clear, it will be omor lohem, koy sevarchu b'nei yisrael, omor lohem. Why not? So I mean, this would be a very good idea. There's only one problem. The problem is you can have shomea ko'ener when it comes to saying words, but can you also have shomea ko'ener on koil rum, lemashal, the Megillah, Purim? In many kihilos, when the shliach tzibur, when the korei comes to the aseres b'nei Haman. Not an Erev Shul. It became very popular for some reason by Ashkenazim. Years ago, they didn't do this. But today it became much more popular. I've seen this in all the Ashkenaz shuls, where the koirei stops. He stops. When he comes to the Aseres B'nei Haman, he stops. And everyone in the Tzibur says it. B'neshima Achas. He waits for them to say it. And then he says it. Why? Shomea Koineh. You can do for the words, but you can't be mekayim shomea koine for neshima achas. Neshima achas. So it's the same. The Zelbazach with the bazach with the Omar Elohim. You can't be mekayim. There's a din. You should say all 10 names of Haman and Haman in one shot, in one breath. There's no halacha anywhere. You can be mekayim shomea koine with his one breath. I can be mekayim shomea ko'ineh by listening to the words, but I can't be mekayim shomea ko'ineh that he said all 11 names in one breath, so it's as if I said all 11 names in one breath. Shomea ko'ineh creates a reality that I said all 11 words, but I didn't say them all in one breath. That is no halach of shomea ko'ineh. That you got to do yourself. So that's why in many kilos, the people in the tzibur, they say the aseres b'nei Haman. It's the same thing when it comes to birchas koyhanim. It's not enough to say birchas koyhanim in a low voice. If you did not hear brachas and you go to some, can you please say brachas for me? And he says to you in a whisper, and you hear him say, you hear it, but it's in a whisper. Are you yoytzei? Yes. Shomea koyne. But that a whisper is not sufficient when it comes to Birchas Koyhanim. By Birchas Koyhanim, you need Omar Lohem Bekoil Rum in a loud, audible voice. You hear sound. Whisper is not sufficient. You have to hear a voice, a loud, strong voice. V'horaya, if you can't get the words out loud, don't come. Stay out. Don't come because the way you do the mitzvah is in a loud voice. So if that's the case, all the kohen can stand around and they can listen to one kohen, say the words, and by them listening, it's as if they themselves said the words of Birchas Koyhanim, but Shomea Koine cannot achieve that it's as if they said those words, Bekoil Rum. There's no such concept of Shomea Koine of Koil Rum. This is what the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi was the grandfather of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Is that correct? The grandfather. I don't know. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the famous Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the father, the grandfather of Yosher Ber of Boston. Was his father Rav Chaim's father? Beis was Rav Chaim's father. Okay, fine. The Beis Halevi. This is what the Beis Halevi says. This you cannot do this. Every single coin has to say it. Has to say it because they cannot be yoytze shomea ko'ineh because it's in of a koil rum. The Chazon Ish famously disagrees with the Beis Halevi. The Chazon Ish says you can do it. Why? He says, when you're saying it, you need it to be done because, but if you're not saying it, it's okay. What's now and what's the lumnus? So here in this beautiful sefer, my favorite sefer has become my favorite sefer. Shalemi Mitzion, Harabin Tzion Felder, Zechet Tzadik Levracha. He has a very beautiful hesber of what the lumnus is. This goes back to another famous yisoid in the sugya of Shomea Koine. Here's a chakira, a lumnus chakira. When you listen to Kriyas HaTorah, you yoytze with Shomea Koine. I'm in shul, I have to hear Kriyas HaTorah, so you lay in yourself. No, someone's going to read, I'm going to listen. By listening, it's, I'm yoytze. Define the mechanism, the lumdus of why I'm yoytze. What's the chakira? Do we say Shomea Koine, it's as if I myself read the Torah. When he reads the Torah, there's a chiddush. The Torah was mechadesh, shomea koine. That means when the day is over, I was the oine. So when you go home, if your wife didn't go to shul, when your wife asks you, so how was your laning today? How was you read the Torah today? I assume you read the Torah. You didn't read the Torah. The professional read the Torah. But your wife, how was your reading of the Torah? Superb. Because I read the Torah. Because it's a din of Shomea Koine. Shomea Koine takes me, it's like Star Trek. Beam me up, Scotty. It beamed me into the shoes of the Baal Kriya and into his body, and it's Ki'ilu, my vocal cords have recited the Torah. That's the lumdis of Shomea Koine. I am the Koire. Is that the lumdis? Or no? The lumdis of Shomea Koine is you listened. But listening, it's second fiddle, okay? But it's good. It counts the same way the reading is good. Listening is A-okay. The chiddush that the Torah is megale, I don't know the source, but the chiddush that there's something called Shomea Koine means listening is equivalent to reading. There's the reader and there is the listener. The reader gets credit and the listener gets credit. So now take this, Rabin Zionfelder says, let us take the Machloikes, the Beis HaLevi, and the Chazon Ish, and the famous Chakira. What is the din of Shomea Koine? Is Shomea meaning it's Ki'ilu you read, or no, I'm not a reader. I'm a listener. Listening is equivalent to reading. And let's take these two separate concepts and merge them together. And now you have an understanding of the lumdis. This machlekes in the Chakira, Shomea Koine is the machlekes between the Beis HaLevi and the Chazon Ish. If you learn that Shomea Koine is, how was your laning today, my husband? My reading of the Torah was spectacular. But you don't know how to read. Who says I have to know how to read? If I listen, it's as if I read. I did read. Oh, you're the reader. Did the reader read Bekol Ram? Did the reader say the Aseres B'nei Haman B'nei Shima Achas? Yes. I was that reader. Shomea Ke'oine makes me into the reader. It's as if I am in his body and my voice, I'm him. I am him. So, did he say it Bekol Ram? Yeah. So, I said it Bekol Ram. But if you learn that Shomea Koine is not the pshat, that I become him, I didn't read nothing. The Torah was Megale, that listening also is good. I didn't read nothing. I only listened. Listening, the gilui of the Torah of Shomea Koine, that a listening is good, is only the enunci, is the words. But any packaging that comes along with it, like, you know, it's one thing you can beam me up, Scotty, but you can beam up the body, but what about the clothing? Who says the clothing go with you when they beam you up? Okay?
Well, in there.
It did. If you have a special technology that can take a goof and can transport it somewhere, who says it can take with it the clothing? Okay? So just because the Torah is Megale, Shomea Ke'oine, that listening is equivalent to reading, it's only Megale, the recital of the words. But the concept of Kol Ram and the concept of B'neshim Achas? Whoever said that the lumdis listening is equivalent to that? So he over here is suggesting that this machlokes, the Beis HaLevi and the Chazon Ish, do we say that you are mekayim the Omor Lohem by listening to the Koyein, that is totally in the classic chakira. What is the lumdis of shemeya ke'oinim? Okay, now I want to go. That concludes this topic. I want to go to a new topic, which is interesting. And I'll tell you a little of a story to this, and I'll tell you a gemara, and I'll tell you the whole sequence of events. This past Yom Tov, let me go back even further. Back even years ago, I was still am. Nothing really has changed. I was a very big Am Haaretz, still am, and I once davened Musaf on Yom Tov for a small meeting of about 11 people, probably 11, 12 people. And it was Musaf of Yom Tov in a little basement minyan. And I davened Musaf, and it came Birchas Kohanim, and they were Kohanim. And I said, okay, I was saying, Kohanim, okay? I did everything the way you're supposed to do it. And then I said, Yivarech Echa. And the Kohanim said, Yivarech Echa. And I led Hashem v'yishmerech, and I said it loud. And after I finished Musaf, someone came over and said to me, Am Haaretz, don't you know that when you lead, the leader is supposed to lead the Kohanim softly. Don't compete with them. You're not a Kohen. You don't say it loud. Yivarech, you say it loud enough. The minig is to say, but you say it softer, as if to show you're just here to lead. They should not make a mistake. You're not a Kohen. You're not giving. You're saying they are the ones who are dispensing blessing. You're just giving them the signals. Don't get carried away with saying Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha and Enochenami. That is what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, there are those that are makel that say it doesn't matter. You can say a little bit loud. Fine. Everything is fine and good. Okay. So I don't know that. Okay, I don't know. So Dali doesn't say it softly and quietly. Okay. This past Yom Tov, fast forward. This past Yom Tov, davening in yeshiva, and there was a guest, a very choshev person, and he davened Musaf, and he got to Birchas Kohanim, and he said it not just loud. He said it with so much kavana. I told him, it seemed you had more kavana. And how he said, Yivarech Echa. With such hislavos, you had more than all of the Kohanim put together. So he laughed. Okay, fine. So then I said to him, I now understand the pshat. And I apologize. I meant to find the Gemara. Maybe I can find it. In the Gemara, what you did this past Yom Tov, I now understand Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, is it Pirkei Avos maybe? You'll tell me where it is. You'll remind me. There was an Amora who said, you know why it's a Pirkei Avos? Pirkei Avos. Perek Hei, fifth Perek. Why was I Zoicha to Arichas Yomim? Why? I always did whatever my friends told me to do. They told me to chazer. No. Whatever they told me to do, I do. They tell me to go here. I'm a nice guy. If they tell me to go up and say Birchas Kohanim, because it's one day, I say, but let me say, look at this. I think it's the fifth parak. I'm pretty sure it's the fifth parak. Can I sit over here? Yeah. Okay, the fifth parak. My friends tell me to go up to Tuchin. Now, you're not allowed to do that. There's an Isser D'Oraisa Omor Lohem. If you're not a Kohen and you masquerade as a Kohen, on the duchen, you're in a lot of trouble. It's a terrible avera to make believe you're a kohen when you're not. You don't do this. This is unacceptable. Okay, Shabbos Mincha. Okay, Perek Revi'i. Perek Chamishi. Let's see here. Bameh Herach D'Yomim, right? It's Bameh Herach D'Yomim. I can't find it now. Okay, so he said, I always did what they told me to do. They wanted me to say Birchos Kohanim. I said Birchos Kohanim. You have to see the words inside if it really fits. So how all of the Mefarshim, this is like Mamish, a target for everyone to say, what in the world is going on? Just because your friends tell you to go to the duchen, to go to the duchen, to go up and say Birchas Koyanim. If you're not a Koyain, you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do this. What are you doing? What is he saying? How could this possibly make any sense? So there are many, many answers to this question. It's a very famous question. Some of the answers are not too satisfying, and some are more satisfying. So I said, now I understand the pshat in the Gemara. When it says, my friends went up and told me I should say Birchas Kehanim, what it meant was, go daven musaf as the shliach tzibur, as a Yisrael. And then when you'll daven musaf as a shliach tzibur for the as a Yisrael, legit, lechatchila koyin should not daven musaf, lechatchila. Hey, not some kind of don't want to hear that. They'll tell you, what are you talking about? Don't tell me not to daven musaf. Okay, but l'chor l'chatchil l'koyin should not daven musaf, because he has to also duchen, and it's not such an ideal thing. It's whatever, none of my business. He's a Yisrael. Daven musaf. And then he'll be able to duchen also. How will he duchen? Because he's going to lead, like we do, most of us, lead. He will lead the Kohanim in saying the bracha. And once he's already leading, hey, no one knows what I'm thinking. I might as well say, when I say Yivarechecha, I will also be blessing the Tzibur. In an oifan that is mutter. Everyone knows the Chazal. Everything that Hashem, that is osur, Hashem found a way for it to be mutter in another oifan. Chazer is osur. But there's a way for it to be mutter. How? The moyach de shibuta. There's a fish called shibuta. And Chazal tell us that its brain has the identical flavor of chazer. I remember when I was in seventh grade, we had an English teacher who, one of the kids, a goy, offered him the Ketov onion ring snacks. You know what those are? I love them. Ketov onion ring snacks. They even had it back then when I was in seventh grade. And he gave it to the teacher. And the teacher munched on it. And he said, I'm telling you guys, the aftertaste of this is identical to chaza. He claimed everything that's treif in the Torah, Hashem found a way for us Yidden to have hana from the Dover Aser. And the Gemara gave many, many examples. Does anyone want to become a Kohen Gadol here? Anyone? How can you become a Kohen? Even if you were a Kohen, you couldn't become a Kohen. Very easy. You become a Nazir. A Nazir has the exact same halachos as a Kohen Gadol. Become a Nazir. Come a Nazir, you have the same, you can't go into Kodesh HaKadoshim, but you have that same Kedusha. There's always a way, there's a will, there's a way. A person, I want to say Birchos Kohanim, I'm chalashing, but I'm not a Kohen. How about davening Shachris for the Omot? Elokeinu, we'll come to Ritzei, Atoiv Shimcha Ulcha No Elohides. If you don't say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avos, they're going to clap and scream at you. And now you'll say, oh, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avos, Baruchinu b'Bracha. Can we put the comma? I know you're going to cut me on the comma. Baruchinu b'Bracha. Hamashleshes. Ba'atayr ha'kesuv ha'yidei Moshe Avdecha ha'amurur b'pi Aaron uvanav koyanim am kidoyeshecha kamur. You got a whole shul. You got 500 people in your shul. You're Yisrael. Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Can you hear that sign? Your Hashem panavelecha vichunecha. Can you? It's on you. You just said Birchos Kehanim. You just said Birchos Kehanim to a tzibur of 500 people, and they all said Amen. They said Kain yehi ratzayin. It's like kilu. They said Amen. Pretty good. And you're not even a kohen. Haloy davar. So I told him. So we're gonna get to this in a second. So I said to this fellow, You said the Birchas Kehanim with such hislavos? Unbelievable. You mamish, you clearly had kavanis. You can't tell me you not. Obviously, you, the Mishnah Berurah, I think the Mishnah Berurah, I learned not that long ago. Okay. It's not so terrible if you say it b'kol ram. L'chatchili, you should say it, but there's some who are cholik, some hold that, I think some disagree and hold that the shliach tzibur is allowed when he says yivarecha to say it loud. That's not the common minhag. The common minhag is to say it low, in an undertone, just loud enough that the kohanim could hear, and it's not important that the tzibur hears it clearly, because the spotlight is on the kohanim, not on the shliach tzibur. However, there are other minhagim. Okay, this has to be. I don't know. I didn't prepare. I should have really looked into this more. But I remember in my mind that there are yesh cholkin that say you can say it loud. And obviously, this person, I don't know, he's a Talmud Chacham who did this. So now I understand when this fellow said, I always did what they told me to do. When they told me to come to the duchen, I also went. You know what I mean? I don't know if it says the word duchen. It means, I'm just telling you, you know, tongue in cheek. I don't know if this is the real Pshat in the Gemara. It's probably not the real Pshat in the Gemara, but it's at least, you know, like a, yeah, he said Birchas Kohanim. How? He davened Musaf. And he led the Kohanim. And if you lead the Kohanim, you have an opportunity to taka say Birchas Kohanim. And just like what you did, you were screaming at there with such kavanas, the Birchas Kohanim, and you're not a Kohen. And you said the Birchas Kohanim. That's what Pshat in the Gemara. They told me to say Birchas Kohanim. I said Birchas Kohanim. How? You're not allowed to. It's a severe issur to say Birchas Kohanim. Well, there's a way to do it, beheter. If you're the Shliach Tzibur and you're leading. So once you're leading and you anyway have to say Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, don't let a crisis, don't use it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity. I'm able to say over here, Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, I might as well go and do it with Kavana that Hashem should bless the Jewish people. Why not? How beautiful. So he laughed, and that was the end of the conversation. Last night, preparing for the Shia, I opened up the Sefer, and he asked a question. However, he asked Mamish this question. You know, there's a famous sugya. How you find my weddings? And they don't see this too often anymore. They saw them do it. I take that back. They do it. Is they say Birchas? I just was by when they actually did this. You know what they do by the Yekes? Malcolm Homeline. You know Malcolm Homeline? Who doesn't know Malcolm Homeline? So I went to a wedding. His granddaughter got married. I was at the wedding of his granddaughter, and they said there, Yivarechecha Hashem, he's a real yek. He's the real deal. He's the real deal. And I met him there, and I reminded him of a story. I'm going off a track, and I said to him, I remind him of a story that you always used to say over, is that Jimmy Carter, it's a true story, Jimmy Carter wanted, I'm exaggerating, but I don't think I'm exaggerating. Jimmy Carter wanted to be Meshadech with Malcolm Homeline. I'm exaggerating the story, but the story is true to a large degree. He used to talk to Jimmy Carter, President of the United States, on the phone. He lived over here in Flatbush, over here on probably what, like 22nd Street. He's at home, on the phone, talking to the President of the United States of America, the leader of the free world. And it seems he had many conversations with him on the phone here on 22nd Street. And in the conversation, there was some light talk, and he says, you know, Malcolm, I know you have a son. You have a son. I have a daughter.
Amy.
What's her name? What was her name?
Amy.
Maybe they should talk to each other. They were children then. The boy was how old? And I don't even know if he was bar mitzvah. Maybe they should talk to each other. Mamish wanted, and my interpretation, he saw Malcolm was a solid guy. Where is he going to get a better shirk for his daughter? Jimmy Carter's no fool. Okay? He became later. He's 90. How old is he now? He's in a hospice now. Okay? He's very sick. But back in the day, you know, he broke peace with Egypt. Okay? Now he became a little meshuggah. Some of the things he says about Israel now, a little meshuggah. But back in the day, it doesn't seem he was so bad. And he said to Malcolm, you know, I have a son, you have a daughter, maybe they should become friends. Maybe it will lead to something. It's a true story. He said this over. So Malcolm, okay, fine. So Malcolm put his son on the telephone, and Malcolm's son is a typical yeshiva bachar. So where did he go to yeshiva? Probably Torah Tanima. And he says to her, I don't talk to girls. In yeshiva, they told us, you don't talk to girls. Goodbye. I heard him say this. I said this, I told this to him at the wedding. So he says, the father of the Kala is that boy. The father of the Kala, he's right here. Yeah, that story, yeah, I know. He laughs and he says, yeah, that's the father of the Kala. The father of the Kala is the boy who we put on the phone with Carter's daughter. He's right here. He says, yeah, I know the story. And he laughs. He says, yeah, he's right. That's my son. My son is the one who I put on the telephone with the president's daughter. So how did I get into this? So you talk about the Yekas. The Yekas, they still do this. And they say, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha under at a wedding. How you let it do that? This is not Birchas Kehan may only be said by a Kohen. Ko Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemar Daber El Aharon Vil Bonov Lemar Koisivorechu Es Bnei Yisrael Omar Lohem. This is all. The Gemara is clear. The Gemara says it's an Isser Daraisa for a Zor, a non Kohen, to recite Birchas Kehan. Many parents recite Birchas Kehanim to their children Friday night. Ma'isim b'chol yoyim. But it's an Issur D'oraisa. So what is the answer? There are many answers. One answer is only Osir by day. At night, you can do whatever you want. Because it's a part of the Chelik HaAvoida. It's a Chelik of the Avoida is only done by day. At night, there's no Avoida, so it's not possible for it to be interpreted as Avoida. Number two, only during tefillah, only during ritzei. Oh no, number three, another is only when you raise your hands. A parent should not raise their hands when they do, and if they do, only one hand. Don't do two hands. Don't do by raising your hand. You can say it, the main answer is only when it's only within the baracha of ritzei. It is a chelik of the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. So when you're reciting in the Shemona Esrei, the avoida, then you can't do it. But if you finish Shemona Esrei, I'm not davening now, stam, I'm giving a child a bracha, and it's not within the framework of davening, there's a chelik between tefillah and bracha. Birchos Kehanim is a chelik of tefillah. It's not a bracha. Oh, but it's Yivarechacha. Okay, you know, don't confuse me with the facts. Birchos Kehanim is an avoida. It's not a tefillah. Tefillah / avoida. It's not a bracha. You want to take these words and use it as a bracha? Gezun deheit. Okay, now go back. So here's a tough question. A regular Yisrael, ordinary Yisrael. You know the joke on Shabbos, they come to you by Mincha. Are you a Yisrael, a Kohen? Kohen? Levi? Yisrael? I say, none of the above. I'm a Shishi. So let's deal with the regular Yisrael. A regular Yisrael, he's davening Chazoras Hashatz. He's davening. He's in the middle of Ritzei. How is he allowed to say Elokeinu? Let's talk about during the week. When it's the Shalosh Regalim or an Eretz Yisrael, so then you can say, I'm not doing it. All I'm doing is I'm giving a signal to the Kohen, to the Levi, to the Kohen. But during the week, you're not giving any signals because there's no one on the Duchen. This morning, there's no one on the Duchen. So the only one that's saying it as a tefillah is a Zor. There's no Kohanim that they're taking your cue. So how then is a regular Yisrael allowed to daven Shachris and come to the words on a Monday morning, Elokeinu v'kei v'seinu b'rochein b'rochein b'brocha ha-meshuleshes ba'atayra ha-kesuva al-yidei Moshe Avdecha ho-amurah mi-pi Aaron uvenav koyanim am-gdashachim yirech Hashem yishmerecha. You're a czar. What are you doing? Tough question. So Michel Felder answers, I don't know if it's he's answering me, someone else is answering, he's saying the Peldic answer what he says. Einochinami, you better have the right kavana. When you stand for the Yom, you better be careful when it comes. if you're saying this on your own, I'm davening for the Amud now. Here I am. I'm the Shliach Tzibur. Everyone's listening to me. And I'm now, there's no Kohanim. We're in Chutz Liaretz. But it's Tefillah. And I'm saying, I'm making believe in my mind, I'm the Kohen. Many people may actually think this. You're in a lot of trouble. You could just have very well violated an Isser de'oraisa of masquerading as a Kohen. So what should you do? When the Zohar daven Shachris, the Kavana is, I'm not giving the bracha. I am asking Hashem that Hashem, you should give the Klal Yisrael the bracha. Not me. A Kohen, when he gives the bracha, he gives the bracha. It is me. I mean, the bracha is channeled through me. So the Kohen, when the Kohen is give a rechacha, I'm the Kohen. I'm giving the bracha. Hashem told me to bless. I have a koyach bracha. It's me. Nothing is really me, but I am the conduit. The shaliach tzibur is a garnished. You're not even a conduit. You're just saying, "Nu Rachman Lassan, we don't have avoided today. Hashem, you do it. Not me. No. I'm not doing nothing over here. Hashem, you should give them the bracha ba'Torah hakesuva al yidei Moshe avdecha ho amuro. You make it very clear. Not me. No. Ho amuro mipi aharon uvonav koyhanim am kidoshecha ka'amur, like what they say. Not me. I'm not involved in this. Don't get me involved in this. Yivarech Hashem. You, Hashem, should give them the blessing that ordinarily would come through the job. You got to be careful. You got to be careful that it's not you. This now opens up a whole new concept. There's a big machlokes what to do, and I don't know. It's interesting. People do whatever they want to do. Let's say we went through Shavuos, so we had Birchas Kohanim in your shul. Did the Shaliach Tzibur Musaf recite Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu? Did he recite it? So I grew up, yes. Of course he recited it. In Chutz Laretz, he recites Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu. He says it even loud. He says it like an undertone, a good. And then when he comes to the word Koyanim, he screams out, Koyanim! He says it louder. But the Shaliach Tzibur, in most shuls, the Shaliach in Chutz Laretz, I think in most shuls, the article says, talks about this, in most shuls, the Shaliach Tzibur recites on the Sholosh Regalim at Musaf, recites Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoseinu Baruchenu Babarucha Hamushuleshes Kama Ba'atara HaKesuva. He says the whole thing. And then when he gets to the word Koyanim, he raises his voice, Koyanim, and then Am Kidoshecha Kamur. Who says that? Everyone says that. And then he goes on word by word. In some shuls, the Shliach Tzibur does not say this. He does not say this. Skips the whole thing. He says one word only. Koyhanim. And in some shuls, the Shliach Tzibur doesn't even say that. There's someone in the audience. Someone in the audience is designated to scream out Koyhanim. And then the Shliach Tzibur just says Yivarech Hashem v'yishmerech. L'may nafkamina. So I'm thinking out loud with you. The nafkamina is, now when the Shliach Tzibur says and leads, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, what is he thinking? Is he thinking, once already I'm giving you the signal, say Yivarechecha. I'm saying it in public. It's not a hefsek. Because Chazal told me I'm allowed to say it. That's the way it goes. Every Shliach Tzibur says Yivarecha. There's no exception. They all say Yivarecha. And there are some. I think they always say Yivarecha. No, unless the Shliach Tzibur is a Kohen and Duchening, then he doesn't. But everyone, the Shliach Tzibur is always the one who says Yivarecha. So once I'm saying it, can I also have Kavanah to bless the Jewish people? Everything. Even the Yivarecha? Yeah. Okay, I don't know that. Okay, fine, okay. Because it shouldn't be a hefsek?
Especially during the week in Eretz Yisrael.
Someone else says Yivarechecha? Not even the Kohen, the Shliach Tzibur? No. Okay, I don't know that. I
don't
know.
It could be also maybe, like,
okay. Okay, whatever it is. Obviously, there are different minhagim. There are different minhagim. My question is the one who says yivarechacha, is he allowed to think, I also want to give a bracha? I want to join the kohanim? Because one of the other answers is, it's only osur to bless on your own. But if you're saying you're a czar and you're saying yivarechacha, you're joining someone, maybe that's not so bad. That's part of that Gemara. When they asked me to come to the Duchen, I also come to the Duchen. I didn't make a bracha, but I said yivarecha. If you're joining, what exactly is the person who says these words thinking? It's interesting that if you actually say Elokeinu, Velokei Avoseinu, and you read the words, you're making it very clear that when you're saying the words yivarecha, I am not involved. I'm out of this. Don't get me in trouble here. I'm not involved. This is the bracha of the Kohanim. I'm not involved. I'm just saying these words as a signal. But if you don't say this, there are many people who don't say this. Today it became much more popular not to say it. They don't say this altogether. And someone in the tzibur calls out Kohanim, or the shat himself, oh, you're not saying this. You know why you're not saying this? I also want to say Birchas Kohanim. I also want to fantasize that I'm a Kohen. And maybe you'll find a Mahalech, I believe you can find the Mahalech, that just because you are a Yisrael, but if you're making it clear that I'm giving bracha, but I'm giving bracha midin Yisrael, I'm not in violation, even though it's mitoch hatzvila. Oh, you're getting yourself into trouble over here, because mitoch hatzvila, I'm not raising my hands, and I'm also serving as a signal to the real people, and I'm showing you where my place is. But once they're giving bracha, no, what's so terrible if I also give a bracha? Maybe that would be a nafkamina in the longest, if it can even be true, which needs further clarification, is there a hechatimsa where a Yisrael, look, by a wedding, a Yisrael gives the bracha, parents give a bracha, so they're a big deal. It's outside the framework of prayer. It's a bracha, not prayer. Maybe even within prayer, there is a hechatimsa where you can give your own bracha. If that is the case, then better don't say Elokeinu, Elokeinu Avoseinu, because once you say Elokeinu, Elokeinu Avoseinu, the words of Elokeinu, Elokeinu Avoseinu are indicating that you're not giving bracha. I'm out of this. It's someone else. Something to think about. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we'll stop here.